Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Start.
Let me take a crack at it, Dougie. I'm going to guess O and K.
Really? But the real way to spell it is O K A Y.
I know. You are so smart.
Thank you very much. Let's see if we can find Kenny Kessler. He's pretty smart, too. Ken Kessler, monitoring social media. And Jennifer Horn is here to
monitoring
mind her
nothing.
P's and Q's. Alex Haley, who was born in this state in 1921, responsible for our thought of the day today. Either you deal with what is the reality, or you can be sure the reality is going to deal with you.
Who wants to deal with reality?
Donald Trump. We got a call from Roger Ailes. You've heard me talking about Roger Ailes, who is sort of a, well, with the Fox News crowd, he's a household name. I have explained on any number of occasions that he's the one who runs. He was responsible for
the
conception of Fox News. He gets paid $23 million a year by Rupert Murdoch to make sure that what they have created is guarded and protected and run.
They've done a good job. As far as cable news goes,
they have done an extraordinary job because Ailes is very smart, understands how to focus. He knows what people's habits are all about. Learned that as a political consultant and guru for people like Ronald Reagan. So he turned that into his pet in terms of politics, and his knowledge in terms of the media and how it works have made him an excellent choice to run Fox News. Very successful. Not always do these guys make perfect decisions, but it would appear there was a rift, and I saw this, and I think I said this on the air a few weeks ago. Roger Ailes had one feeling about Donald Trump and Rupert Murdoch another, and the two of them argued about it. Rupert Murdoch does not like Donald Trump. Thinks he's a clown, and therefore has tried to steer whatever, I mean, he and his family control all kinds of corporate interests, billions of dollars worth of media in America and Australia and Europe, and so he's quite the force, but he and Ailes, as they disagreed, Ailes said, look, I don't know that he said, look, but I'm saying,
Man.
You better, this is the way the wind is blowing. The wind is blowing toward Donald Trump, so you're foolish to let your own personal feelings get in the way of this, otherwise we're going to have lost our credibility. That's what Ailes is concerned about, because there are a lot of people, think it or not, or like it or not, who have cast Megyn Kelly as the bad guy here.
I think she was a henchman for Rupert Murdoch and for the ceiling of the network.
Right. Exactly, yeah.
Because I don't think that these guys got to answer, you know, just to add in here, I don't think that Bret Baier and Chris Wallace and Megyn Kelly got to pick all their own questions. I mean, people are begging Megyn Kelly, you know, like thinking that it was all her. But I think they definitely, I mean, there was an approval process on the questions that they went through.
There were some that were direct and driven. So, all right. Anyway, the point is that that Megyn Kelly is far more, her cachet or her standing, I don't know about her standing, but the value of her name has increased greatly because of all of this. She should thank Donald Trump.
No bad publicity.
Exactly, the hoopla. So anyway, Donald Trump is now going to be treated fairly on Fox News. That's what the tweet says. So that tells us something about the process to begin with.
From now on?
Yeah, right, exactly. And Hannity is taking his shots at him as well. So let's see how comfortable that is. Anyway.
And you heard Megyn Kelly address the whole issue.
No, I didn't. I don't care. I don't. But she, I pay. I really. I've she, said this
well,
before.
Here's
I don't.
Why
I never have liked her as somebody who. She's just too full of herself, and it gets in the way of her and the work that she's supposed to be doing. I think Greta Van Susteren is much better than she is in many different ways. I think Hannity got moved around. I think Ailes pushed him around. His ratings were not that strong, and he wanted a blonde at 9 o'clock. So hello.
Well, and he did that right because she's been beating
her
O'Reilly.
Numbers are much better, right?
And here's why: she does a live show. Hannity and O'Reilly most of the time are on tape, and Megyn Kelly sits in the center of the two and is live. I mean, why wouldn't you watch that?
Well, I don't know that most people think it's content more than anything else, whether it's live or it's not. I don't think that's really the. I don't think that's.
In any case, the recap of what she said is that she wasn't going to comment on the personal attacks, but she just said that apparently Mr. Trump thought the question I asked was unfair and felt I was attacking him. I felt he was asked a tough but fair question.
Well,
we agree to disagree.
Right. What do you expect her to say? Nothing. All right, so let's move on to what's important about this, and that's what people are saying at facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show. So you can run amok, Kenny. Help yourself.
Okay. Margaret says, I understand Trump's appeal to rank and file who are disgusted with milquetoast candidates, but he shouldn't have brought up his feud with Rosie O'Donnell. I had forgotten about it, and now that he brought... Yeah, he did, during
sure
the debate.
He did, during the debate.
She brought it up, and the question...
No, she didn't mention her name. She didn't mention Rosie O'Donnell.
But everybody knew. That's his most famous feud.
Well, but I don't think that's what you can... I don't think you can expect that. I think that's where the whole women's issue stuff came from with regard to Trump. And he said, he put his finger up and he said, Rosie O'Donnell, he kind of smiled about it.
Yeah, and the whole room erupted.
Of course.
Anyway, okay, go ahead.
All right, anyway.
he shouldn't have brought up his feud with Rosie O'Donnell. I had forgotten about it, but now that he brought it up, I remember how appalling it was. His comment about Megyn Kelly is more of the same. We don't need a candidate that is so uncouth.
We need a candidate, whoever it is, whoever she or he is, that can turn this country around. This other stuff is nonsense and BS. Who cares about the nuance of some of these remarks? Somebody's got to take the bull by the horns, and there aren't many people that are in this list, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, that can take the bull by the horns and make it a country that we are proud of again and that works. All right, keep going, Kenny.
Another Donald says, I have to admit I'm not a big fan of any of the candidates, but what Megyn Kelly did on the debate was in poor taste.
Yep, I agree with that. Okay, keep going.
Teresa says, it's also funny. Let Trump do his campaign as he wishes. Why do the rest of us care? Why are the other candidates pontificating about it?
Yeah, he's doing it. That's right. Hillary Clinton was the biggest gainer out of the Fox, I don't call it a debate, whatever it was, presentation last week, because everybody was talking about her. So, name recognition again, make sure you spell my name right, pronounce it right, that's all I care about. Next.
William says, after Thursday's ridiculous debate performance by Megyn Kelly, there will be no more Fox at my house.
All right, there you go. And I think there was enough of that, that's what shook Ailes and Murdoch up. There was enough of that, saying what I said on the air to have them, whether there are 24 million people that watch that thing or not, people were PO'd at the way that it was, especially the bag job done in the first question.
Well, it was, honestly, it felt like they jumped him on the street. I mean,
right.
it was
crazy. Bad. All right, what else, Kenny?
Vicky says, Fox is obviously scared that Donald Trump will be the next president, and they should be.
Why? What difference does it make? You think Obama how many times has Obama been on Fox? I think it makes
too many
difference.
To count.
Not as a quote-unquote guest. Has he ever been on any Fox program?
Yeah, I remember before. Well, it's an interesting question. I know he sat down with O'Reilly before the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, aired on CBS. Oh, no, it aired on Fox, yes.
Okay. All right, what else, Kenny?
Jody says, where is the poll showing that women are actually offended by Trump? I'm offended by the media twisting words and speaking for us.
See, I think there's something to that. that. I think there's a whole I know the person that I'm with is a rah-rah Trumper to the nth degree. She loves Donald Trump and likes Carly Fiorina because they're saying what people have not heard. And is
your
that
lady and I should get married?
The question comes on whether or not these people can make the words turn into deeds and actions. The last guy who's there now didn't. But it's, so you're now gauging everything on what people say, although you can look at Donald Trump's performance in business, you can look at Carly Fiorina's performance in business, and maybe you come up with...
And you realize the common denominator between those two is they are not politicians.
Yep. All right, what else, Kenny? Keep going.
John says the blood remark was a low-class comment, but then again, that's what I've come to expect from Donald Trump.
I don't know about low-class, but there are some things that he says or has said that I wish that he hadn't, frankly. And I'm going to bet that he wishes sometimes that he hadn't said some of the stuff that he said. But, you know, the other side of it is that it gets attention and it does shake things up because people want, look at the numbers here. And the numbers are not going down, they're going up for Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, so
if anything, he's now even more of a clear front runner now that Jeb Bush and Scott Walker have dumped.
Yeah.
I mean, the poll that came out, the first one since the debate was an NBC News poll, and he's winning, I think, with 23% of the vote.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz is in second place with like 13%.
Yeah, he did okay. Cruz did all right. Walker didn't do himself any good. I don't think Bush did himself any harm, but people looked at him and
Bush is out of the top five now.
They wanted to have something from him that they didn't get from him. And a lot of it has to do with immigration, I think. All right, so good job. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Jennifer. And thanks to you. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major. I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Staples filler paper is just 75 cents all season long.
Limit 30 per customer in-store. Limit 10 per customer online with $25 minimum purchase. Notebook price in-store only ends 9/12/15.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Distracted by somebody singing, how is that any different than being distracted by somebody's political point of view or an issue of point of view? You don't like Celine Dion, and you sound very strident in the Barbara Streisand. You know, as a matter of fact, women listening might think that you are a male chauvinist pig.
I would say the difference is, the difference is, I don't like either one of them. It's sappy, and I'm just not a big sappy
You're
guy.
Such a hell of a man.
But you know what?
I like
sappy. Celine Dion is not going to make me mad. Barbara Streisand is not going to make me mad by their music.
No.
Listening to a politician that just nails on the chalkboard, that will make me upset. That'll get an emotional reaction out of it.
Really?
So I would say, with the exception of the fact that Celine Dion stole $1,000 of my parents' money when they went to see her in Vegas, that makes me mad.
Ah, okay. Could have been in your inheritance.
I saw her in Vegas.
It's $1,000 of my parents' money I'll never get.
Right. So we are now playing this Celine Dion song because it's the intro, the song from the Titanic, to a remake, shall we say, a cover. Our video of the day today comes from the group Postmodern Jukebox. They take pop music, remake it in a vintage style. So they take this song and remake it so that it sounds like a hit Jackie Wilson would have done in the 50s or 60s. Listen to this. This is terrific. You'll love the audio, but you'll even more love watching them on the video at DougStephan.com. That's great.
I knew you'd love this song.
Oh my God, this is good. Did you find it?
No. As soon as I heard it, I said, oh my gosh, I'm going to love this.
CD. I've not heard these people before.
Just go to YouTube.
Yeah. Really? You get a lot of that stuff there? A lot of this stuff in there.
Yeah, sure.
Again, it's Postmodern Jukebox. They've remade the theme song from the Titanic that Celine Dion did.
And if you look at that,
style of like a Jackie Wilson song.
They are absolutely like a 60s.
Yeah, that looks like a doo-wop. I see that in the video.
Where, you know, the black suits with the skinny white, skinny black ties and the white shirts. It's just very cool.
Yeah. Where do you find those anymore?
I know.
Huh?
Retro shops.
Yeah, I guess. Come on, Richie, let's go. Crank it up.
Somebody lay this version of the song over top of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see what the scene would look like.
Yeah.
A little different. Probably not quite as dramatic.
Very creative, though. That's creative thinking, Richie. Not bad. So once again, our video of the day from the group Postmodern Jukebox. You can check out this song, which is a reworking, shall we say, of the song from the Titanic. And the style is obviously 50s and 60s. Working it here on Good Day. 28 after.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
BIC knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join BIC's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take BIC's pledge to save handwriting at BICFightForYourRight.com. That's BICFightForYourRight, WRITE.com.
Any NAPA guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little NAPA know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's NAPA know-how.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kits special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Situated, ready for conversation about the issues of the day, things that are going on. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few minutes to talk about aspartame. What is it? Is it really what we have been told it is? What does it do? How important is it that Pepsi-Cola is getting rid of it?
Done.
No.
They're getting rid of it. They're done. I like it.
No, it's not. It's a bunch of baloney. The whole fact. Well, let me. I'm not going to give it away. Dr. Jack in a few minutes. Good news and bad news. Which do you want first? The good news or the bad news?
You know what? Normally I would say give me the bad, but let's just start with the good.
Okay.
And then, you know.
Here's the story of Sherry Blackledge. 20 years ago, Sherry wrote her daughter, a young daughter, a heartfelt letter and kept it by her bedside. And then on the wedding day, her daughter's wedding day, she finally gave it to her. The daughter said, I had no idea the letter even existed. The most special part of the letter to me, I think, was toward the end. She wanted me to know how much love and happiness I brought to the family, and it made me feel like it was more complete with my brother, my mom, and my dad. Now, why do I tell the story? This young lady is 22 years old. Said her mother was approached with the option to adopt her while working her job as a maternity nurse at a hospital in Laurel, Mississippi. So this woman was the adopted mother. She was the nurse on the floor when she was born. When they got to chit-chatting, My adoptive mother said she adopted a son 11 years earlier because they couldn't have children. Then my biological mother asked if she wanted to adopt me. They were talking, the mother of this girl, biological mother, talking to the nurse who ended up adopting her. And the lady, the nurse, who became the mother, wrote the letter when this young lady was 18 months old and saved it next to her bed for 20 years. Here's part of the letter. Our dear little baby Brooke, as I write this to you, you're sleeping soundly in your baby bed. We just want you to know how much love and happiness you brought to our family. A precious baby girl to Daddy and me, and a baby sister to Brian. Before Daddy and I were married, I always said that if I had a girl, she would be named Brooke. You are our baby Brooke. And it goes on just to talk about how she's feeling. And it's just a sweet, sweet. And there's a picture in the story that I'm reading, which is on the ABC News site if you want to look at it. Excuse me. Of her on her wedding day, in her wedding gown, reading the letter and crying. It's just sweet stuff. Just sweet, sweet. There's so much garbage in the world today. There's so much heaviness. There's so much baloney. And when you see something like that, I saw that last night. I thought, you know what? As much as it's not the, it isn't the pounding news of the day, Ferguson and Trump and the wastewater spill in the gold mine and whatever else is going on in the Middle East. It's not that pound, pound, pound. But you know what? It's a good story, and it's a nice story, and I would wish it for you. If something like that could happen, if you could do something like that, or if you have done something like that, maybe you get credit. It's not like a contest. It's just something that distracts us from this garbage that we have to, we don't have to deal with it, but we do deal with it every day. And the garbage includes the story of, yep, but there's a bright side to this story, too. The death of David and Ornella Steiner, who died while hiking in the desert, but somehow or other they managed to keep their son alive by giving him extra water. New Mexico authorities saying yesterday that's what they think happened. The Steiners apparently were unprepared for a desert hike in the White Sands National Monument. It was 100 degrees plus on that day, brought only 2 bottles of water. The park advises hikers to carry a gallon per person. The 9-year-old son that was with them was found next to his father's body. The kid was dehydrated but alive. The parents gave their son twice as much water to drink than they consumed, contributing to his survival. So, again, the stories that may or may not make your day, but the parents, although foolish, and this speaks to something about the lack of common sense that is so prevalent today with people who are Jennifer's age and younger. Honestly, the common sense quotient
is gone.
Is almost gone. There's none, or and very little of it.
Back to rescuing quite what a bit. They don't think things through.
But no, I mean, what possesses you to go out on a hike in the desert in 100 degree heat with a 9-year-old boy? Are you out of your mind?
I know.
And then they die? All right.
You don't have to, and you know, that's the other thing I don't understand. People that are daredevils, like, why do you have to go? Why do you have to go when it's 174 for a walk? I mean, stay home.
There's a movie.
Sit on your couch like other fat Americans.
There's a movie coming out. I saw the trailer for it this past weekend.
Okay.
The movie is about when the World Trade Towers were built, the High Wire Act that went between the two of them. Do you remember that story? Kenny may, probably Jennifer doesn't.
I don't know.
What it's going to do, I think it was, I don't know that it was the Willendas. I think it was one of the Willendas, but I don't remember. But what it's going to do, I sat there, both of us were looking at the screen, mesmerized, because they've recreated the Twin Towers for this movie. And it is an exact perfect likeness. I mean, you can take the old footage and create something with the way you can do the stuff, what do they call it, What is the computer generated stuff, but they call it something in the movies. I forget what they call it, but anyway, CGI. So they've got these computer generated graphics and images of the World Trade Center, and you look at them and you think, well, they are, I guess. They aren't real, but they are real. And the story of this guy going, you know, putting a wire across and doing the walking across, it just is, it's a distraction from just sitting there looking at the World Trade Centers, the towers. It was bizarre. Really bizarre movie.
I still love when you watch a movie and they pan through the skyline of New York City. You can see the old towers.
Old towers. Yep. Right. All right. In a moment, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us. We'll talk about aspartame. We'll find out what's on the forbidden doctor list of things that you need to know. Speaking of things that you need to know, if you're one of the millions of American men and women who are suffering from thinning hair, may I suggest that you call this number right this minute while you're thinking about it. 800-525-8319. Is that too fast? 800-525-8319. So say goodbye to the embarrassment of thinning hair. Say hello to somebody when you call 800-525-8319. Be friendly. Say, hi, I'm calling because Doug Steffen suggested that this is a way for me to get my hair back. What do you think? And the arbiter's going to say, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, what do you think? Mention my name, you get a priority upgrade, shipping free. Provia, 800-525-8319. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
When you're out in the sun, we all know it's important to take steps to protect our skin. But what about our eyes? Health experts say now more than ever, it's important to protect your sight from dangerous UV rays. UV damage has been linked to many serious eye health issues, including eye cancer, macular degeneration, and cataracts. It's also blamed for accelerating the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles around the eye. Your best line of defense is a good pair of sunglasses. Look for ones with 100% UVA, UVB protection. Eyeglass wearers, instead of paying for another pair of expensive prescription sunglasses, there are affordable eye care solutions. One well-known brand, Solar Shield, not only makes fashionable sunglasses designed to easily fit over your prescription glasses, they also make convenient, lightweight clip-on sunglasses. All come with 100% UV protection and are polarized to reduce glare. Plus, they come in many fashion-forward styles and colors. Solar Shield can be found at all major retailers. It's a great way to look good while protecting your eyes, too. For more, go to solarshield.com.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Fine.
Shall we book another appointment then?
Wonderful.
I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
What?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Las Vegas, Nevada, September 24th through the 26th. Hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will once again cross the auction block. Be part of the three-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson, and the only way you're going to know is to show up. It's coming soon to the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't forget, tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com.
It's that time again. The buses are rumbling, and that means back to school is in full swing. It's time to stock up and earn 5 bonus box tops on specially marked products like Cheerios, Nature Valley, or Go-Gurt. Find out more at walmart.com/boxtops and make sure your family gets everything they need to restart their routine. Only at Walmart. 50-cent value to Box Tops for Education eligible school while supplies last.
All right, so let's get to the heart of the medical matters that are of interest and import this week. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. If you are gaining weight or you're depressed, have no energy, it's probably your thyroid. That was the focus of the Forbidden Doctor podcast. You're up to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people now taking this podcast, right?
Almost.
Almost.
Almost to that second number you just mentioned.
All right, that's good. So, what do we have? What's the focus of the Forbidden Doctor podcast?
The latest one is the forbidden cure for heartburn and acid reflux.
Really?
Something that can usually be eliminated within 2 or 3 days of starting that procedure. And it's free at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The information is.
Yeah, information. Sign up for the podcast
at
ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, so now we have Pepsi Cola today. A story at DougStefan.com about Pepsi Cola telling everybody, we are the heroes. We are farmers. No, that's what we are. Pepsi. Right. So they're getting rid of aspartame. I thought this would be a good time for a collective conversation about aspartame and some of these other sweeteners that are really not good for you. They're very bad for you. Aspartame, even that name sounds bad. So what is it?
Well, how does amino sweet sound? They're changing the name.
Amino sweet.
Amino, like an amino acid. Yeah. There are two amino acids involved in the production of aspartame, which is now amino sweet, and these two amino acids break down with a methanol bridge between the two, so that when you drink this stuff, normal body temperature will free the methanol, wood alcohol, the thing we were warned about when we were kids not to drink, because it causes blindness.
Great.
Is actually released into the bloodstream by the...
We were told when we were kids lots of things caused blindness that weren't...
Anyway. Well, there's some pretty good evidence for methanol.
Oh, okay. That even sounds horrible. Methanol sounds like it would kill you.
Well, it's an alcohol. It's an alcohol that has a different construction than ethanol, and the body can metabolize ethanol, but not methanol.
So we could drink gasoline and we'd be all set. Ethanol is made from corn or from any kind of forage.
Well, that's one of the most common sources of it anymore.
Right. Yeah.
But with aspartame, I mean, they were playing around with this stuff. G.D. Searle, the drug company, was playing around with this stuff back in the 80s. Because they thought they had found a new ulcer drug. And somebody said, hey, this stuff is really sweet. And so G.D. Searle, that was eventually absorbed by Monsanto, which, of course, has got the bad name now, put this product out and bypassed a lot of the required safety testing that was necessary for other things like saccharin. Saccharin finally got banned, and then it was back, and then there's saccharin warnings that wherever they're using saccharin now because it causes cancer in laboratory rats.
Great.
And there's plenty of independent studies on aspartame that had a very similar effect on animal tissue.
Right.
And so now, because of all the bad press, Pepsi's just dropped it all together. There's some other people getting ready to drop this sweetener, but look for the new name Amino Sweet, because that is what Monsanto is changing its name to.
Oh, Monsanto's responsible for this.
So that's my question. How do they get away with just changing the name of aspartame without changing not one little bit of the formulation?
Well, there's an underlying assumption there, Jen, that the FDA is working for you.
I would imagine that there's... I don't think that they do. Believe me, I'm not delusional. But I would imagine that there have to be a lot of watchdog groups that are going to keep an eye on
this. Oh, there are. There's watchdog groups already raising hell about this. They're already upset that, no, you need to go back to the drawing board and start all over again and start releasing some internal tests that were going on. In fact, about the time that aspartame was approved, there was a change in the FDA director. And it was the approval approval of it was held up till the new FDA director came in, and then after the new one.
We used to work for Monsanto. A couple of years ago, Coca-Cola tested ads in newspapers defending the safety of aspartame. That's how easy it is to hoodwink people on stuff like this, especially if you have the government behind you.
Well, you look at how much money Monsanto gives out every year for re-election campaigns.
Right, that's it. Yeah, they are evil. That's Dr. Evil. His name is Monsanto. All right, so there's Jack. Don't forget to sign up for the Forbidden Doctor podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. 51 after the hour. Good day.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Who is the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend on lots of great radio stations around the country. Go to petshow.com, warrenextine.com, hugsandkisses.com. He has a great line, not a good line, a great line of minerals and vitamins together, and he blends them specifically for dogs or cats. You can find out about them at hugsandkisses.com. We have various reports that we need to go over here for the pet owner among us, who probably would represent most people have pets. So we'll
60%.
Get to that. What, how many?
60% of North Americans
have some kind of pet. All right.
Have some kind of pet.
So if your pets are attracting ticks and fleas and that sort of thing, you need Cedarside. You need to keep the bugs out of your home and away from your family, away from your pets. And Cedarside is the answer, the non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home. It harnesses cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that actually quickly kill and then repel bed bugs. Well, they're going to kill certain bugs. They're going to repel other bugs. That's the way it works. So if you got mosquitoes grabbing at your legs, You got fleas grabbing your dog's legs. You find ticks on your dog. You don't like it. Of course you don't like it. Mites, scorpions, roaches, more. Spray on the head of the tick, where the tick is in the dog. Spray the cedar side on it. Tick pulls out its head, drops to the floor. Don't have to do some of that stuff. I used to use, I use that now on Millie, but I make sure that Meredith does. But I used to use different things. I remember using gasoline, diesel fuel, using hydrogen peroxide, stuff like that.
Burn the back of the tick with a match. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, right. Don't do that. Use Cedarside. Go to cedarside.com. Use coupon code Doug for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 to order Cedarside. Talk to a human being about the other ways that you're using Mother Nature to fight bad things in Mother Nature. 800-842-1464, or go to cedarside.com. All right, so there are a number of things, as usual, going on here. Veterinarians and exotic pet experts say the expanded availability of certain species for pet owners has led to some of those snakes and lizards showing up in veterinarians' offices. I always wondered about this, because we've talked about them. I wonder about Roberta with her tarantula. What happens if these exotic animals get sick? Do you just bring them to the vet?
Well, they have exotic veterinarians, and some veterinarians have advertising their practice, dogs, cats, and exotic animals.
But bring your tarantula to us?
Bring your tarantula. Tarantula's not a bad pet. They just get a bad rap, but they're not really bad pets. But some of the other snakes, people will buy them when they're small. Like years ago, the iguana became a very popular pet, and the shelters and rescues were full of iguanas because people said, I didn't realize it was going to get that big. What did they think? It was going to get smaller, Doug?
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, if you're looking for an exotic pet, first of all, I recommend the shelter and a puppy or a kitten or maybe even a bird. But the bottom line is, if you're looking for an exotic pet, let's say you want a reptile, and there are some reptiles that are great. Certain snakes, for example, some boas make good pets. But you really have to educate yourself first and make sure there's a veterinarian in your area that will handle any problems.
My God, that's...
You don't like snakes. I get the feeling you don't like
snakes. I like spiders and snakes. All right. I think we talked a little bit about that cat that helped to bring about focus on the way to... We always are talking about adopting dogs, but how many people talk about adopting cats? So there are more of these parties going on. You go and you eat, you maybe drink some beer and wine, and you adopt. There are parties for adopting cats. $15 a person. You come in. There's one scheduled for September 14th at one of those kill centers in New York City. See, again, we focus on dogs only. I'm trying to be kinder to cats, pay more attention. I had no idea there were kill centers for cats as well as dogs, Warren.
More cats are put to sleep or killed at shelters around the country than dogs.
Really?
Well, you know, let's face it, let's look at the cat's life. A cat can be pregnant and become pregnant while she's pregnant. So there's just an abundance of litters. However, there's a lot more stray cats. That's why I do a lot of work, what we call trap, neuter, release, where we trap the cats, spay them, neuter them, and release them in an area. Yeah, so it's important. I'm just not so sure that having a party is the right way to go unless the people coming to the party are pre-screened to make sure that they're capable and they have the ability to take care of whatever pet they adopt.
So they have good intentions, but maybe not good results.
So many dogs are returned to shelters. You know, they adopt a dog or a cat in the shelter.
Yep.
For some reason, the dog takes a day or two to adjust, and by day three, he's got back to the shelter because he's not totally housebroken. So really prepare yourself for the arrival of the pet, just like you would for a baby.
Good advice from Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetcenter.com. 59 after on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.